Welcome to episode 300 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
We are celebrating our 300th episode, and if you'd like to catch any of the other 299, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. The pause is back.
Woo!
Between The Lab with Brad and... .com. This is our 300th episode. I apologize. I said we were going to do Apollo 13 today.
Yes.
But I apparently lied.
Well, yeah. It happens.
But we've been doing this a while, 300 times now. Yeah. Well, now? Does this count as the 300th?
Yes.
I still got to edit the damn thing and everything. Announcements.
Okay.
Science for Charity.
Yes.
Wherein you, the participant in the experiment, from the comfort of your own home, please don't do this while driving, a text-based internet game.
Okay.
And for each person who completes the experiment, we will donate $50 to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Please pardon the ugly edit here, but I managed to say my own website address wrong. If you'd like more information, including how to join in on the experiment, you can go to thelabwithbrad.com/experiment.
Cool.
Where you can also find out how to join in.
Yeah, yeah.
And make the
pull
the lever. Yes, lever, there are lever pulling involved here.
Much lever pulling. Yeah.
Right. Also, I don't know how I got this idea, but the Lunar Surveyor program, somehow I said they were rovers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look back at my references, and nobody else said that. I don't know.
Well, I had a scoop. Only rovers have scoops.
Anyway, we talked about that and a number of other things on Monday. I have notes open, but it's more out of habit than anything else.
Well, there's nothing on your notes?
Well, it does say start here Monday.
Start here Monday.
And the next line is end here Monday.
Who's Monday?
Somewhere there with my buddy Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. This is our 300th episode.
That's three C's in Roman numerals.
And just to make up for the fact that it is. Last Monday was crazy. What we're trying to accomplish. In the honor of it being our tricentennial episode, I thought we'd just kick back and talk science for a while.
Okay.
Like a little bit of psychology.
Okay.
And I'd be interested to see if there's any research on this. I've noticed that if it's a new task and I don't have a procedure yet,
right,
then the order in which I do steps doesn't really matter.
Right. Okay, I got you.
Once I have a procedure and I've been doing it for a while, if I do anything out of order, the odds of skipping a step go up rather dramatically.
I believe it.
No matter how often I go, okay, I'll do this slightly more complicated thing since it's right in front of me, instead of that simple thing I usually do first, I'll just pop back and do the simple thing when I'm done here.
Right.
Yeah. That's not what happens.
Yeah. The box is checked. That means I do the next thing, not the thing before. Procedures. I understand.
I mean, they are your friend, but it's interesting that they kind of force you to keep taking them. In fact, I had been recording something else over the weekend. And just for the sake of doing the procedure, I set everything back up the way it normally is on Mondays. So that when we're done recording, I don't have to think about it. I just follow the usual this, that, and the other.
This all started from you opening your notes for no reason. Well, okay, you mentioned it's the 300th episode, right? And I tried to find science news over lunch involving the number 300.
Okay.
I didn't have much luck. However, 300 is a perfect score in bowling.
This is true.
And the lowest score when it comes to credit.
Da-da-da!
That's what I came up with.
So no matter what, we're going to strike out. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's a good thing.
You know what? I'm still stuck on this Lunar Surveyor program and the rovers.
Yeah, that bothers me. Why didn't I know more about that? That's really exciting. Like little remote controlled things.
I know. What gets me is whether or not there was any onboard smarts. You're talking about going to the little store recently.
Yeah.
And they had some thingy where you could type in instructions and then the thingy would do the thing. Explain.
What?
Explain how.
The little store or
I don't care where you saw it. Do you remember this at all? Or am I?
No. I need more priming. It's in there somewhere.
Well, anyway, the thing Phil can't remember reminded me of this remote control car a neighbor kid had.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before you were born, so I couldn't have been more than 7 years old, probably less than that.
I remember now.
And the bit you weren't there for? No.
The little store comes up because it was the neighbors that were running the little store at the time.
Mm.
And they had a little six-wheeled thing that had all of the buttons up on top, and it had some memory, and you could just program it to do the following paths and turn 90 degrees and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this thing this kid had was the same thing, only it was a car, and you'd lift up the trunk.
Ooh.
Or the bonnet, if you're British. And it had a bunch of buttons in there. And yeah, one of the things you could do is pre-program a path.
Mm-hmm.
It also had a ridiculously, excitingly complicated remote. But I mean, it's still a kid's toy. I remember the trunk lid being there the first time I saw it and not the second time.
What do I need this for?
Right.
Yeah, I noticed the six-wheeled thing had trouble with 90 degrees. Like its interpretation of a 90-degree turn
will
change over time. You get maybe 86 degrees one time.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
I'm a toy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder about that with these lunar rovers, in fact. Actually, I went and I poked at some of it, right? And they were shooting things at planets before we got to the moon.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, but, why not? I looked at the list of Mars missions.
Really?
Mars eats spacecraft.
The graveyard.
And Venus wasn't much better, right? It seemed like fewer people tried to go to Venus.
Right.
So it had fewer ghosts. Maybe. People, you know, launching probes are what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Speaking of psychology, like a trip to Venus in an aircraft, I got to think we'd be
wouldn't
opposed
work.
To
it. I mean, you run out of air at some point.
What, going to Venus?
Yeah, in an aircraft.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm being a dick.
Oh, God. The cabin is pressurized for your safety.
And continued breathing pleasure.
But yeah, you're going closer to the sun. I gotta imagine NASA's not attracted to that whole notion.
Warm.
And also,
so
landing
warm.
On Venus is like not a good idea.
Ooh, the Russians, they beat us again.
Of course they did.
They didn't actually soft land, they were trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But the first man-made probe to reached the surface of another planet that was one of theirs in 1966. Now, by reach the surface of the planet, I mean it crashed into Venus.
Slam! We made it!
And Venus is nasty, by the way.
It's, yeah.
The atmosphere, there's sulfuric acid droplets in one layer. There's it gets ridiculously warm, like around between 800 and 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so never mind.
All day, every day.
Yeah, I'm all like, going closer to the sun, we'd be opposed. No, Venus just sucks.
No, it's awful.
Nothing attractive about landing on that thing.
Oh, we still keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Robotics, right? We were going to talk about this eventually. We got in this argument about what counts as a robot.
Yeah.
Or not.
I have a tapping machine.
Because I mean, like, if you want to be really generous with the definition, then if you got one of those porch lights with a motion center, you've got a robotic porch.
Because it's seeing and reacting to stuff, right?
I looked up the definition, and everyone else is arguing about the same thing and making about the same arguments. We can define a robot as an automatic mechanism that's complicated enough to seem like a robot.
Okay. Does it need to have limbs is my question.
It doesn't seem so.
Okay.
Because I was specifically looking at robotic space probes. Well, I was actually looking for the landers and the rovers and so forth. But articles are making the point, well, every single satellite is a robot if you look at it that way.
And so be it. I mean,
we can sidestep this whole issue by calling it the history of automation
instead
of robotics. And then, you know, if it's automatic, yay.
Yeah, actually, they were calling computer nerds in the Army automator guys, right?
Really?
Yeah. Go talk to Automation about that. And I thought automation was a fancy word for IT. But no, it's actually their whole mission in life is to automate things. Yeah. And it wasn't until this guy had a form and a button built up on a website so that people could make their own user accounts that I respected what automations means.
Well, that's a pretty low bar, actually, compared to, I don't know, robot drones.
Absolutely. But well, it was enough to change the definition, because otherwise I was just like, automations, that means IT.
But I cannot, for the life of me, find out what the onboard control system was like on the stupid surveyor probes.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, they weren't rovers. There were no wheels involved. Whatever arm or scoop they had was attached to... I know, that doesn't count. So the first rovers on the moon were the Russians, again.
Oh, God.
In 1970, and it was the first wheeled vehicle on the moon, too. It beat the Boeing lunar rover thingy.
Is that the one they said?
The buggy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I love that.
And that wasn't robotic at all. They drove that thing.
It's a rocket. Go now. Yeah, I had a picture of, you know, the Mars lander, the first one.
First one, he says.
Well, it was, you know, tiny, comparatively
You're
speaking.
You're thinking of like a Pathfinder, I think?
Possibly.
I think it was a little six-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. And just a...
Hey, it looked at rocks.
Big solar panel on the top. Did we have solar power in the 60s?
Yes.
Especially
I'm just
going
to go and say that now.
I bet you it was NASA's fault, and I had everything to do with satellites.
Well, we certainly had solar power by the 70s, because when they did Skylab, it was run by solar panels.
Aha.
So at least by then.
Well, again, I'm just trying to build the picture of this little rover that doesn't have any wheels, and now I'm very upset.
Anyway, the Russian ones had wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do any of that pre-programmed path nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They just ran it from the ground with a 2.5 second delay.
Wow. Patience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be round trip, right? How far away? I meant to look this up, actually. How far away the moon is from the Earth?
Oh,
I don't know.
I keep hearing a commercial where they mention how far away the moon is, and it's like 236,000 miles or something.
Okay,
like that.
Okay. So that's over a second, right? Mm-hmm. 186,000 miles, roughly, in a second for light.
Okay.
So 200-something thousand. Yeah, that all fits. Round trip, 2.5 seconds. I could buy that.
I believe it.
It was the Russians.
I love our fact checking right now. What do you think?
Well, this is the downside to this format. And I've always wanted to do this, right? Have a few episodes where instead of like, info dumping the whole time, we could just chat about science.
Heck yeah.
And notice I still managed to look something up ahead of time and info dump a little bit.
Well, me too. I came up with that Roman numeral thing. Ah, look out.
I'm going to need 3 C's of this show.
Oh, God. Oh, it hurts. So are we in danger of a Wednesday? Not danger.
Are we in danger of a Wednesday? Is Wednesday going to happen anyway? It depends upon how long this goes. And I really am shooting for eating up most of the episode right now.
Yeah. It's a 300 vacation.
Give me Tuesday to work on other projects. Mm. And there's always other projects.
The other thing I came up with, but it wasn't science. Like, there's that movie 300, right?
Oh, okay. So you're right. That's not science.
Yeah, it's war. But you could get into battlefield tactics or something, or, you know.
I could.
How 300 people can hold
but
off.
I'm not. 1,000 nations of the Persian Empire.
Yes.
And but, this rhino.
But apparently people were jealous of that story. This is an Islamic tradition from Old Testament type stuff, where 300 of, I forgot the name of the king, but they held off the Goliath.
Oh.
Yeah. So good for them. And there was a couple few other religions.
Yeah, okay, was as a long thing. As we were talking psychology anyway,
yeah.
Interesting quirk of the human psyche. We love those round numbers.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of goose eggs on the end. Nobody gives a crap about episode 3.
Speaking of holding off that vast horde of armies, there was actually 301, but nobody cared about Bob.
No, Bob died. Actually, how many men do you have? 301? That's odd. You there, fall on your sword.
Unlucky.
But, yeah, we've been talking about maybe doing a segment on psychology. This is Phil's fault. Or yeah. It's the fault of the show he was watching, if you really...
Yeah, yeah, I was watching House or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and let's not get into what they actually said. But okay, it was an outlandish method for treating a mental illness, purportedly from Galen.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Roman physician.
Yeah. I mentioned the name. I'd never heard of him before, but
yes,
that can't be
actually,
true.
We
yeah. Because you started spouting off all this stuff, and I was like,
previous
I
episodes.
I was there for that show. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We've already covered some of the history that has to do with psychology, and we're looking at the history of our medical understanding of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Galen's in there, and so are monkeys.
I was just excited about psychology in general. You're going to tie it to space?
That was my thought. Originally I was thinking, hey, I could tie it to space psychology. That's a thing I've never looked up.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they got. And then we could go into psychology and do a whole thing. But that's too long away because all this automatic stuff with uh-huh. space travel, I want to talk about that. I want to cover that. I want to learn. And I don't want to wait all the way through like 6 months about psychology.
That sounds good. Hence the point of your show.
Yeah, so we might do like a quick space psychology and then a quick just sort of a macabre tour of the ridiculous things that psychology has come up with.
I know, because, yeah.
It's too bad we're not anywhere near Halloween to make this appropriate somehow.
Oh, yeah. we'll record all the psychology stuff, ignore it completely
and then
until October.
It
I don't know. Space madness keeps coming up in sci-fi.
Ren and Stimpy. You betcha. Space madness.
But no, The Abyss had a thing about, you know...
That wasn't space madness.
No,
that
no,
was,
no.
Well, okay. They're
way
using
deep down.
Compression psychosis or whatever they
that's
have. Like,
what
yeah. I don't know if that's a real thing either.
Huh.
I know that, but even without space, there's the submarines, for example. Mm-hmm. Or Antarctic explorers, where I hope you get along with these half a dozen people,
mm-hmm.
because that's all you're going to see or interact with for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow. I don't, yeah. I would carve
out
a little niche.
Do I have my own room?
Yes, exactly.
I
need to be able to close the door.
Hang curtains around my bunk.
Why does Phil keep going to the bathroom? I just want to be alone. Me time. I don't know, man.
Well, we have been talking for something minutes. You know, let's call it good.
Okay.
Yeah.
$300. Woo-hoo.
I wonder, do you think we should do this more often? The free form. Form? The free form.
I'm for the free form. I am for it.
Yeah. It's going to happen again, like, next month, for mm-hmm. certain. We got, like, our 4-year anniversary coming up. I'm going to find some way to not have to work too hard on it.
I know. I was going to mention 300 episodes, right? It's
mm-hmm.
not that number of weeks, because we're like a bank.
Yeah, we really are.
As far as the number of holidays.
Only we also get our birthdays, so.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
Oh, banks don't get birthdays.
My show. Mm-hmm. No, if they have a birthday, they announce it all over television, and there's some special deal on mortgage rates.
Where they encourage you to come in.
And you might get a toaster if you open a new account. That kind of thing, you know.
I could use a toaster.
We have... I got nothing on toasters. But we got... that segues neatly into the heating element uh-huh. issue that caused the problem with Apollo 13.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.